Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Yeah, Miles, my account number is 3045100-501. And I'm calling this because I got an email that the credit card that I use was either out of line or it wasn't able to to credit the latest shipment.
Okay. Let's see here. Can you confirm the name associated with the account?
Oh, sure. Ray or Raymond Limbach, Limbach.
And the address?
311,
Oh, thank you.
311 South Walnut Avenue, Arlington Heights, Illinois, 60005.
And then finally, the email address.
Oh, RLIMB80819@sbcglobal.net.
Okay, thank you. And I'm just pulling up the notes on the order to see the reason or to find out the reason why the payment was not successful.
Hello, are we there?
Yes, sir. I'm waiting on the database.
Oh, okay.
I apologize about the delay.
I want to make sure I didn't lose you.
Oh, I understand that.
I don't know which card has been used.
And it said we're just getting a generic decline when we try to charge.
What's
so
the last four
two,
on the...
The last four are 2347, and the card is expiring July of 22.
Oh, hold on.
Sure.
That's interesting. This is because I know there's money in this account. It's my bank card. 2347 expires 0722, correct?
Yes, sir. The card ending with 2347 expiring July of 22.
Correct. Well, you know, have you tried it again? I don't understand why it didn't go through. How much is it for the shipment?
The odd thing about this is, let's see here. Okay. Oh, I see. So the most recent shipment was May 24th of 19 for this is one of the special shipments for the Star Trek graphic novels. And from October 29th of 2019, all the way up until today, each time that we've tried to charge, we're getting a generic decline.
And I don't understand that because it's tied to my checking account, and I know there's money in that. So,
oh yes, sir, I understand that.
I don't know what to do. I could also probably try another card. Hold on for a minute.
Sure.
Okay, I'm back. How many shipments have I missed? Because I realize now, come to think of it, that I haven't received anything in a long time. And I remember when I called and asked about it, they said, well, I'm fine. Everything is up to date. So apparently everything is not. So
wow.
How many shipments have I missed?
It looks like your last regular shipment was sent to the warehouse for fulfillment on October 2nd of 2020. And when I pulled up your regular shipments for the Star Trek graphic novels, the first thing that came up says, please note the next shipment has been delayed because photo novel 4 is out of stock.
Oh, okay. So I'm not that far behind then, because I have quite a few.
Oh, yes,
sir. Yeah, so, all right. I don't know if I want to. I guess I can give you another card.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. I can update the payment information. Excuse me, the payment information.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Well, let's see if this one will work. Are you ready?
Yes, sir, I'm ready for that card number.
Okay, it's 5407-9150-2973-0113. Expires 08 of 25.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so the payment information has been updated. I'm just making sure that update reflected across to the special shipments as well. And let's see here. And it did. So when we next attempt to charge for that special shipment, there shouldn't be a problem with that payment. I could set a next billing date for that special shipment if you'd like.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's only, it's 1995. So would you like for me to set that next billing date to tomorrow or whatever day you'd like other than a weekend day?
Yeah, tomorrow's fine.
Okay. So that will suspend the special shipments until tomorrow, which would cause them to become active again on tomorrow, which should trigger the computer system to attempt to charge you for that next special shipment on tomorrow.
Now, the thing of it is that I'm still concerned about, I like to come out of my, you know, my banking account card. So, you know what I mean? So I could, you know, assess the balances because of what I have. That's why I was so, concerned about why it wouldn't go through. If this becomes a problem in the future, I guess I'm going to have to call my bank or go over there and say, hey, guys, what's going on?
Oh, yes, sir. I understand that.
All right. Well, let's see how this one works. And I gather if a problem, just send me an email again, okay?
Yes, sir. Will do. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, no. It's fine, except it would be great to have the DC Universe graphic novels come out, too, besides the Trek ones. But I know in England versus the United States.
Well, if it's available over, if it's available across the pond, then
yeah.
I don't think it would
be
I know the Marvel one.
Because I've always,
I
like the, go ahead, I apologize.
It's okay, no problem. I just don't think it'll be, because if we have like a graphic novel collection for DC or Marvel, for example, and it's available across, you know, in the UK, and if it's doing very well, it's very, if it's very popular over there, then I have a very strong feeling that it wouldn't be too terribly long before it becomes available here in the States.
Okay, well, we'll have to wait and see. I've always been looking at that for the last, say, 5 or 6, 7, 8 years or so. So anyhow, that's the thing. No, other than that, we're good. And thank you for your email. So I know what was going on, because I know I finished the one collection and then they extended it. So I'm into the extensions. So, but I do enjoy the Star Trek. And I thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was my pleasure. And if there was nothing further that I could assist with today, I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope that you have a good day.
Okay, be safe.
You too. Bye-bye.